So I'll be talking about an initiative from Ladakh in India, which was led by the local communities there. And this initiative was known as the Shandong to Stupa Initiative. So let me start by providing a brief background to the landscape in general. Ladakh lies in the northernmost part of India and falls in the Trans-Himalayan region. So as a matter of fact, it is home to some unique flora and fauna, which includes mammals like snow leopard, wolf, lynx, red fox, ibex, blue sheep, argali, uriel, and many more. The communities that inhabit this landscape are mostly agropastoral in nature, and their settlements can be found along the river valleys. And in the background picture here in the slide, you can see a typical Ladakhi village, how it looks like, with barley and green pea farms and poplar trees in the backdrop. And among these agropastoral communities, there are a few who are predominantly pastoral in nature. That is, they rely almost entirely on livestock rearing to earn their livelihood. Such communities are called as Changpas locally in Ladakh. Due to the harsh winter conditions and the harsh terrain conditions and the traditional way of life of these communities who are known as Changpas, their day-to-day life is often very difficult. They live in makeshift tents known as rebos that you can see here in the picture. And they usually travel, they don't stay at one single permanent settlement, but usually travel from one pasture to another throughout the year in search of pastures to graze their livestock. And as these pastures are also shared by wild predators like the snow leopard and the wolf, the livestock is sometimes predated upon by these wild predators like the snow leopard and the wolf. And this causes, of course, obviously economic loss and sometimes emotional stress in the family members of those who have lost their livestock. So like historically, these communities have devised certain structures, certain tools to protect their livestock against such predation. And one of the most commonly used and most commonly found tools in this landscape is known as the Shandong, which means a wolf trap, which you can see in this background picture, how a Shandong typically looks like. It is basically a stone, structure made out of stone. And as you move upwards from the ground, it has inward slanting walls in a cone shape. So what these communities have been doing from ages to protect their livestock is to put a sheep or a goat that belongs to one of the community members inside this Shandong as a bait to lure a wolf inside it. And as a wolf gets near it and sees the bait inside and jumps inside the Shandong to catch hold of it, it is unable to then escape due to the inward slanting walls. And once it is noticed by the community members, the wolf, it is then put off, disposed of, if I would rather say, using stones. And this is what the communities have been practicing from ages. So our team members, we have been working in Ladakh for quite a while now, and in the villages that we were working, we started discussing about the Shandong with the herders, herder community, with the pastoral community that were there in these villages. And we have been working with the community here on initiatives like the reinforcement of corrals or the livestock security program. And hence it was easier to, you know, kind of interact with them regarding this Shandong thing. And when we started discussing this thing with the herders, we were very frankly discussing about the wolves and very open about, you know, discussing about what we can be doing about this Shandong in the future. So as we started discussing and started knowing about the cultural and customs that the communities follow, we also brought in and discussed with other various stakeholders in the village, like the village headman, who is known as the Goba. Then there are the village youth groups who are very enthusiastic and participate very actively and wholeheartedly in almost all the activities that are carried out in the village. Then there's the Women's Alliance, and even the, you know, government officials and religious leaders who are there for the village. So, you know, after repeated meetings and, you know, kind of discussing about the Shandong and the wolves, we kind of got into, you know, formal community consultations where the idea of having a stupa in front of the Shandong was brought out by the community members themselves. But then they said that stupa being, for those who are not aware, stupa is a religious structure related to Buddhism, which contains some religious relics inside it. And as it is a religious structure, so constructing it would require suggestions and blessings from the religious leaders that are related to the community. So we then discussed with them about this thing, and like, everyone was open about the idea of, you know, having a stupa in front of the Shandong. And so as the discussions continued further and the idea was well accepted, the community started planning about the implementation of how to construct a stupa and how to follow up with all the religious activities that should follow culturally. And while this was being done, the choices that the community wanted to make, or the decisions that they wanted to make while implementing this, were completely left to the community members and all other stakeholders that were involved. And after the discussions like came to give a form and started towards the implementation phase, we had to keep in mind the cultural aspects of the community also, and the history and tradition that goes into the story of the Shandong. For example, when the stupa was made, so the suggestion was to dismantle the Shandong, but dismantling means the structure was not tampered with, it was not, you know, kind of done away with, but only a few stones were removed from the Shandong, so that if by chance any animal gets trapped in the Shandong, it creates the stones that have been removed, few of them, creates a doorway or a pathway for the trapped animal to kind of escape unhurt. And so by, you know, keeping the structure as it is, and plus having a stupa near the Shandong, kind of, you know, created a sense that, you know, that we respect the local culture and tradition, and we are celebrating the history that the herders have in their difficult way of life that they have in their everyday lives. And after the stupa was constructed, the community members invited their concerned, you know, so every community member has a concerned religious leader. So they invited that religious leader themselves to the place, and there has to be a consecration ceremony which has to be followed, wherein all the members, all the stakeholders formally take oath to not use the structure anymore, and thus to, you know, respect all life forms, as there is a thing in Buddhism, as all the majorly these communities that I'm talking about are Buddhist. And so, you know, they formally take oath during the consecration ceremony, and this is how, you know, there has been an integration of cultural, religious and social practices into wildlife conservation. And so the first such initiative was carried out in the farthermost far east point of Ladakh in Chushul village, which lies near the China border. And once that was done, the same message was brought into another village where we have been working with other initiatives that I had mentioned. And when we started discussing, again, we were very frank about talking about wolves with the herders first. And then as the discussions furthered, we pulled in, the community pulled in all other stakeholders, including religious leaders, government officials, and Women Alliance, youth leaders, youth groups. And all of them were again open to the idea, and decisions taken to implement, how to implement, and you know, all the religious things associated were taken by the community themselves. And the photograph that you see in the background is the photo after the construction of the stupa was completed near a Shandong, and consecration ceremony was taking place in Gyamiru village, the second village in Ladakh that lies in the Rong Valley. And so this is how the two villages have, you know, come forward and kind of tried to celebrate their tradition and integrate into conservation. And they are now spreading this message across